So here we go again. Hello to all the listeners from all over the world. I'm so excited to share with you part two of how to find yourself again when you're feeling lost. Enjoy, have fun with Let Your Inner Fire Spire. When you're feeling lost, do things like this. Go out of your comfort zone. But know that even if you go on your own, you are never alone. Remember, even when you feel you are on your own, but you're never alone. And that doesn't only rhyme, but it makes sense. And what I realized on this hike, mesmerizing hike, was that I had a really strong connection with nature and the animals and the wind around me. It was really, really, really interesting. It was so interesting, and I also realized that I was thinking a lot, even that I wanted to concentrate sometimes only on surroundings, but I was thinking a lot. But I also realized when I was in new towns or when I was walking over a bridge, a very high bridge at nighttime, it was dusty and was cold and rainy, I realized that all of a sudden, I had different thoughts. I looked how the car looked like that drove past me. And I also felt the movement of the bridge that was moving underneath myself. And so I realized that with every time of the day and with every new town, I also had change of thoughts. So I actually had a lot of thoughts within me. Sometimes when I was hiking 46 kilometers a day, I was only thinking about when do I arrive, when do I arrive, when do I finally arrive in the new place where I wanted to be. But the really interesting thing is that I got answers to my questions. I got every answer that I wanted to know. I got the answer that I don't need to stay in a long-distance relationship with this guy from Chile anymore because I have so many other options, better options that I can do. And I also realized that it was not really a good idea to stay in a relationship with him because it was more one-sided, and I also realized that I put a lot of energy and effort into this relationship. So it didn't make sense then anymore to stay in a relationship with him. And that was one answer. I still remember where I was standing, where I was walking when I got this answer. It was just like a forest around me. On the left side, there were more trees. On the right side, there was like a wine field, and there were a lot of grapes. They were all ripe, and the color was very, very purple, and they tasted so amazing. And another thing is that you only learn when you're out of your comfort zone is, and when you're outside the whole day, you have to deal with things like the rain. When it's raining, it's pouring rain, you have to deal with getting wet, with having your shoes wet. My first thought was, okay, now I'm all wet. I'm going to take off my shoes now and I'm just going to walk bare feet. Yeah, at the start it was it was fun, it was good, but I felt really cold. I started just shivering over my whole body and I felt really cold. But luckily I put another pair of shoes with me, which is really important when you're actually hiking. And so I just put the other pair of shoes on. And what I also realized was that I almost had no sex drive. I didn't feel I wanted to have sex with anyone at this time. I felt so fulfilled already by nature and also by people that I saw along my path. Sometimes I decided to walk with someone, like a girl. I still have a really strong connection to her now. She's from Germany as well, and we actually met ourselves on the path and we became really good friends. We only walked like one time together, and then we actually stayed in the same place overnight, and then we talked in the morning, and then every one of us decided to walk their own path again. So for making new friends, this path is perfect. And what I liked so much about it, that these people that were hiking on this path as well were so close to what I was doing as well. Like, they were also interested in being on their own and doing this hike, connecting to nature, and maybe looking for answers as well. And that was so inspiring for me, that all these people that I met had so many things in common with me as well. And so the hike is called Camino Portugués. It's a hike that starts in Portugal and ends in Spain. Santiago de Compostela is the final destination. Even for people that start the hike in France, you can even start it in Germany. For all of them, the final destination is Santiago de Compostela. If you have more time, you can do 2 months of hiking, or even 3 months. You can start from Germany, and I think it will take you 3 or 4 months to hike until Santiago de Compostela. And so this hike really changed my whole view on the world, but it also changed my whole view on people. And I also realized that even that I didn't find new people, friends, where I was living in Germany, I knew that there are always people somewhere when I'm actively looking for them around me that have same or similar interests. So I knew that I had to just go and find people, look for people that have same interests. So I also started to go to hip-hop lessons in order to find people that also like dancing. And this hike helped me a lot to feel more independent, even that not everything was going easy and smoothly directly. But I realized after the first night I was camping outside and I vomited and my stomach hurt a lot, and I think I had some water poisoning or food poisoning, I realized that there were always people that helped me. Like, of course, I had to ask them. I had to ask them, where can I go to eat something good, or how far it is to the next hostel? And so these people actually, they told me, and they also gave me advices to what I can do in order to be able to hike again, because my feet really hurt as well and my stomach hurt. And there was this one woman, she told me to press certain points on my feet because they are connected to the stomach. And so that's what I did. I didn't know if it helps for sure, but I heard about it. It's like a massage kind of style where they massage your feet and it's actually connected to your stomach. And I just tried it, even that I didn't know if it helps, but it was magic. It helped, and I felt I could walk again afterwards. And so what I want to tell you with this podcast is, when you're feeling lost, the best thing you can do is go out of your comfort zone. Even if you only have 2 days on the weekend, maybe just go for a drive somewhere else, somewhere new, where you haven't been before. Or do the thing that you always wanted to do, that you wanted to give to yourself as a gift. And the best thing is, you will feel more connected to your soul. And you will also, when you're on your own, you will find a lot of answers to things that are maybe in your head all the time, but you didn't get the time while you're working to find the answers. So being on your own, being somewhere in nature, will give you a lot of time to find answers to your questions. And what I also liked a lot about the hike was, after I was hiking, I appreciated nature even more. Not only nature, I also walked and hiked a lot more since then than before, because I wanted to train my body more. I wanted to move my body more. I just wanted to keep up the the momentum of being outside a lot, connecting to nature, breathing in the fresh air just feels so good as well. Yeah, okay. So remember that when you think you don't know where to go next, take a break or a weekend. Just go somewhere on your own, somewhere beautiful, some place you always wanted to go, and just be human. Yeah, you're not a human doing, you're a human being. So just be yourself, treat yourself good, and you will find the answers to your questions. And in this sense, I'm going to finish this podcast for today. I hoped it helped you. If yes, leave a comment on my blog or just send me a message on Instagram at let_your_inner_fire_aspire or on my Facebook page, Let Your Inner Fire Aspire. I wish you a beautiful morning and a beautiful middle of the day or a beautiful evening. Treat yourself good. Love you lots. Bye bye, Josephine.